Conference Story Index. The following list of selective experiences from General Conference addresses can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. The speakers are listed in alphabetical order. Speaker: Elder Neil L. Anderson. Story: A Family's Faith Does Not Falter Following the Death of Their Daughter. From the Saturday afternoon session, The Trial of Your Faith, Elder Neil L. Anderson. Speaker: Shane M. Bowen. Shane M. Bowen and his missionary companion teach a family that little children need no baptism. From the Saturday morning session, Because I Live, Ye Shall Live Also, by Elder Shane M. Bowen. Linda K. Burton. A woman assists Linda K. Burton during her second visit to the temple as a newlywed. From the Sunday morning session, First Observe, Then Serve, by Linda K. Burton. Pioneer Mary Lois Walker loses her husband and a child while crossing the plains. From the General Relief Society meeting, Is Faith in the Atonement of Jesus Christ Written in Our Hearts? By Linda K. Burton. Craig C. Christensen. Six-year-old Ben Christensen feels the Holy Ghost as he visits a temple open house. From the Saturday morning session, An Unspeakable Gift from God, by Elder Craig C. Christensen. D. Todd Christofferson. A young man in India works hard to help his family and to get an education. From the priesthood session, Brethren, We Have Work to Do, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson. Quentin L. Cook. British Olympian Eric Liddell refuses to run a race on Sunday. From the Saturday morning session, Can You Feel So Now? By Elder Quentin L. Cook. Anne M. Dibb. A young woman confidently wears a T-shirt proclaiming her membership in the church. From the Saturday morning session, I Know It, I Live It, I Love It, by Anne M. Dibb. Larry Echo Hawk. Larry Echo Hawk's drill instructor discovers his copy of the Book of Mormon. From the Saturday afternoon session, Come Unto Me, O Ye House of Israel, by Elder Larry Echo Hawk. Henry B. Eyring. Henry B. Eyring carves a board for each of his sons to represent their special gifts. From the priesthood session, Help Them Aim High, President Henry B. Eyring. Henry B. Eyring's granddaughter looks for Jesus at a temple open house. Henry B. Eyring leaves Stanford University for employment at Ricks College. Henry B. Eyring's daughter-in-law prays on the beach and dedicates her time to the Lord. All from the Sunday morning session, Where is the Pavilion? By President Henry B. Eyring. Robert C. Gay. Robert C. Gay's father asks him if he would sell his soul for a nickel. Robert C. Gay follows a prompting to help a boy sobbing by the side of the road. From the Saturday afternoon session, What Shall a Man Give in Exchange for His Soul? By Elder Robert C. Gay. Daniel L. Johnson. Latter-day Saints attend the temple after a storm destroys their fruit crop. From the Sunday afternoon session, Becoming a True Disciple, by Elder Daniel L. Johnson. President Thomas S. Monson. N. Eldon Tanner is surprised to see four men advance in the priesthood. Thomas S. Monson receives inspiration to call branch presidents. John H. Groberg bears his testimony to the King of Tonga. From the priesthood session, See Others as They May Become, President Thomas S. Monson. Thomas S. Monson follows a prompting to offer suggestions about missionary work. Thomas S. Monson follows a prompting to visit a friend in the hospital. Thomas S. Monson encourages a young man to serve a mission. A prayer by youth at a temple cultural celebration is answered. From the Sunday morning session, Consider the Blessings, President Thomas S. Monson. Russell M. Nelson. A man responds to a prompting to stop the boys on the bikes. From the Saturday morning session, Ask the Missionaries, They Can Help You, by Elder Russell M. Nelson. Russell T. Osguthorpe. Youth attending Sunday school help two class members with autism share what they learned. From the Sunday afternoon session, One Step Closer to the Savior, by Russell T. Osguthorpe. Boyd K. Packer. Boyd K. Packer's boat is hit by a severe ocean storm in western Samoa. From the Sunday morning session, The Atonement, by President Boyd K. Packer. Linda S. Reeves. Linda S. Reeves turns to God after her husband becomes ill. From the General Relief Society meeting, "The Lord Has Not Forgotten You" by Linda S. Reeves. Richard G. Scott. Youth in Russia, index 2,000 names each, and submit an ancestor's name for temple work. From the Sunday afternoon session, "The Joy of Redeeming the Dead" by Elder Richard G. Scott. Carol M. Stevens. Young women come to each other's aid during a Pioneer Trek reenactment. From the General Relief Society meeting, "Wide Awake to Our Duties," Carol M. Stevens. Gary E. Stevenson. A college student leaves a party in Japan after refusing marijuana cigarettes. From the priesthood session, "Be Valiant in Courage, Strength, and Activity" by Bishop Gary E. Stevenson. Scott D. Whiting. Temple contractors fix two small flaws in the La'ie Hawaii Temple. From the Saturday afternoon session, "Temple Standard" by Elder Scott D. Whiting. End of the article, Conference Story Index, from the 182nd Semi-Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.